You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Andy Euler. The chairman of the global investment bank Credit Suisse has resigned amid reports that he twice broke COVID quarantine rules. Antonio Horta Osorio, who used to run Lloyds Banking Group, had been in the job less than a year. His resignation is the most recent bit of turbulence at the Swiss banking giant, which had also faced trouble with bad bets on hedge funds and revelations that it was spying on employees. The BBC's Nick Marsh has more.
It seems like there was no way out for Antonio Horta Osorio. We know he was under investigation, internal Credit Suisse investigation, for several weeks now. And though Credit Suisse won't give any concrete details, they won't confirm or deny the actual details of the investigation, we think it relates to two main alleged breaches. The first was supposed to have happened back in August when he travelled to the UK from Switzerland. Now, Switzerland at the time was on the UK's amber list, which means you're supposed to quarantine for 10 days. According to media reports, he didn't do this. Apparently, he went to watch the tennis at Wimbledon instead. The second relates to an alleged breach of Switzerland's 10-day quarantine requirement back in November as well. Now, like I said, Credit Suisse hasn't given many details, but we do have this statement from Horta Osorio himself. He said, "I regret that a number of my personal actions have led to difficulties for the bank and compromised my ability to represent the bank both internally and externally."
Thanks for listening to today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.